This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host by phone is Bridget Eyre.
Hello, great to be with you again. And again, I say we have a great show, but we really do have a great show lined up for you today.
We've got a guest that I'm sure that a lot of people have heard about. Probably a lot of people have seen his name in print. And in fact, I fall into that category. I have seen the name in print a bunch. I know he's a popular speaker at different places, and I can't wait to hear what he's got to say.
That's true. Well, you may have heard about a consecration to Mary, but today we're going to be talking about a new consecration, and that's the consecration to St. Joseph. And our guest is Father Donald Calloway, and he has a new book on the topic. So welcome to Faith in Action, Father.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
And before we got started here, I told Father that I knew of him, and I had heard his name many times, but I had never actually heard his powerful and pretty wild conversion story. So I had to, before we did this interview, I had to go listen to it online. I listened to it on a YouTube presentation that you gave to some ladies. I think they were in Virginia. But it was just awesome. So if anyone hasn't heard that full story, I will put the link to the YouTube channel to this podcast so you can listen to it. But can you just give our listeners just a bit about your background and how you got into all this God stuff, I guess?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't raised in any religious environment. We weren't Catholic. We weren't Protestant. We were nothing. I wasn't baptized, you know. And, well, as I got into my preteen years, you know, I had already experienced three fathers before I was 10 years old because my mother, you know, was in several marriages. Well, I got involved in drugs and alcohol and immoral behavior and ended up actually getting kicked out of a foreign country. We were living in Japan at one point, and I got deported and then came back to the States, went to two drug and alcohol rehabilitation centers, got thrown in jail when I turned 18. I had long hair down to my waist, and it was a disaster. But through all that craziness, my parents had a radical conversion to Catholicism, and I didn't want anything to do with it. I didn't know what they were involved in, but they were praying for me. So it took a few years, but then I had my own, what I call divine 2x4 experience, where God hammered me with the truth. And I fell in love with Jesus Christ, with the Catholic Church, with the Virgin Mary, and became a Catholic myself. And then got my call to the priesthood, and now I've been a priest for almost 17 years. So praise the Lord.
Yeah, amen. It's such a great and encouraging story. So anybody that's out there that's is a Saint Monica, as your mom was, have hope, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm sure there's probably some parents listening who think maybe there is hope for my kids.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's what the message is. It's a message of hope and mercy.
Well, tell us a little bit about the community that you're in. You are not a diocesan priest. You're a priest in the community of the Congregation of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary. So talk about that, and what is the charism of that order? I'm not that familiar with the order.
Yeah, so our short name is Marian Fathers, because it's a mouthful. You know, when you say the whole thing, it's like, wow, you're out of breath by the time you get to the end of it. You know, it's so we're called the Marian Fathers. Yeah. So we spread devotion to Our Lady and the Divine Mercy message is given to St. Faustina. So that's what we're most known for. And I myself, I'm the vocation director for the community, so I recruit new men. And then I lead pilgrimages around the world, and I speak at events, I write books, and it's fantastic.
Now, how did you choose that particular order? There's lots of orders of priests with lots of different charisms that they fulfill. How did you choose that one?
Yeah, you know, when I had my conversion, I came to Jesus through Mary. So that was really crucial for me, being very Marian. So I wanted to be very devoted to her and be surrounded by, you know, other priests who were like-minded. So, yeah, it was a relatively easy decision for me.
Well, when I did a little research about you, I went to your webpage, and I noticed that you do lead the pilgrimages, and I was really interested in the Greece one, which is next summer. But tell a little bit about the pilgrimages and how you happened to get those started and where all you go.
Yeah, I love doing pilgrimages. I do about three or four a year. Yeah, so the pilgrimage agency I use is 206 Tours, and they contacted me some years ago, and they said, hey, would you like to be a chaplain on one? And I said, yeah, that's great. And then I just was like, wow, these are awesome. And so, yeah, I go to Marian Shrines, you know, Fatima, Lourdes, Holy Land, Poland. I go to Poland every year. I love Poland and Mexico. Yeah, all over. I to me, they're just a source of great renewal for your spiritual life.
And people who may not know much about you, you are a surfer priest. In fact, I think that's your email is surfer priest, something along those lines.
Yeah.
Do you try to surf every time you go to one of these locations, or are you able to do that? How much surfing do you get in it these days?
Yeah, it's a little tough with the priestly ministry and stuff, but I still get to do it quite a bit. I've surfed, yeah, in various places all over the world, and so, yeah, I keep my board stashed at my friend's house in California. So, because I live in Steubenville, Ohio, not a lot of surfing in Ohio. But so, yeah, I do it when I can.
So now let's talk about this book, The Consecration to St. Joseph. How did you happen to write that book or that topic? And I don't know that there's ever been a consecration to St. Joseph in the history of the church. Has there been?
Right. No, there really hasn't. I mean, there's been little simple things on a prayer card or something, but what I wanted to do was put something really comprehensive together, like who is St. Joseph and why is he important? And let's get away from some of the ideas that he was an old man, for example, because that's complete, you know, legend. That's fairy tale. And or that he was a widow from a previous marriage and brought children into his marriage with Mary. I'm like, that's nonsense. That's never been the teaching of the church. And so I unpack it. And you know, I did it because these times today are really confusing. People are confused about marriage, what it is, what mm-hmm. it isn't, about, you know, we got this gender ideology stuff today. People are identifying as anything and everything under the sun. So I'm like, we need to bring in a father right now. And what better father than the head of the Holy Family, the man who took care of God's Son and the Immaculate Virgin? We could really use him right now. And so, yeah, that's why I put it together. And let me tell you, it's flying off the shelves. It's only been out 3 months, and we've already sold over 100,000 copies of the thing.
Wow.
So it's amazing.
Wow, very good. Where and how do you go about investigating or you know, the research that you need for something, you know, that happened 2,000-plus years ago? Where do you get facts, or how do you determine facts from myths?
Yeah. So what I did is... you look at the scriptures first, of course, and you just unpack, like, wow, look how he was obedient, he was faithful, he was patient. All of those kind of virtues you can unpack from his actions, because his actions speak louder than his words, because he doesn't actually say anything in the New Testament. But then you can also look at the tradition of the church when it comes to what saints have said about him, what popes have written about him, what mystics have said about him, how he's appeared in certain apparitions. People are always shocked when they realize that St. Joseph has actually appeared in quite a few apparitions, and they're approved by the church. Religious communities founded for devotion to him, shrines to St. Joseph around the world. So you gather all that information, and before long you get a pretty good picture of who he is and how great he is.
So how did you, how long did it take you? I know you crank out the books quite a bit, maybe like one a year or something like that. How long did it take you to research this particular book?
3 years, because I'm pretty thorough in what I do. So, you know, and I know a lot of people around the world. So I had people in Poland helping me, Croatia, South America, gathering information and actually translating things into English that have never been in English before about St. Joseph. So the book is a treasure. I mean, it's the most comprehensive book ever done on this topic. And it's even, as we speak, it's being translated into 5 other languages as we speak.
So what are some of the things that you learned about St. Joseph that we should really know about him? Maybe give us the top 5 or 10 things that you can think of off the top of your head about him.
Well, some of the amazing things are that, you know, he had to be younger rather than older. Most people see depictions of him in art as old and about to croak. You know, it's like, what's up with that? Was mm-hmm. he old? And the reality is there's no way he could have been old because of the manual labor that was required, living in Egypt, you know, in a difficult environment. And then he had to walk 3 times a year to Jerusalem from Nazareth. If you add the math up, three times a year for let's just say maybe 25 years, let's just say, that's walking about halfway around the planet. So an old man can't do that. So those kind of things. And then also things like the wedding ring, for example, that he gave the Blessed Virgin Mary, it still exists. It's housed in a gigantic reliquary in the cathedral in Perugia, Italy, which is about 30 minutes from Assisi. And it's exposed there for people to see. This is fascinating stuff. And the home of the Holy Family that was in Nazareth for 13 centuries was relocated by angels in the 13th century and taken to Italy, where it sits today in a place called Loreto. It's the home of the Holy Family. And it was taken from Nazareth to Italy because about 4 years after that, angels took it. Muslims came through Nazareth and completely sacked the town and destroyed it, leveled it. So the Holy Family's home would have been destroyed. So God sent his angels to take it and move it to Italy. And saints, popes have been there, and it's phenomenal. I mean, so these are just a few of the treasures that people will read about in the book.
So in terms of fatherhood, in terms of fathers today, how is St. Joseph a good model for fathers today?
Well, you know, the statistics show that 52%, so more than half, of all families today do not have a father. So we're talking
at
about
all.
A major...
I mean, they have one, biologically,
Well, right, he's just not there. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Which is a big problem. I mean, this leads to a lot of problems, and so we've got to get the importance of the father back into society, into the family, because if you look at fathers, you know, the way they're presented in sitcoms today, they're just a bunch of buffoons who lie on the couch and they don't know, you know, how to do anything. But that's not right. So we've got to bring that important role back into families and society and culture. And what better person to do is, and have as the model than the great St. Joseph?
True. So what are some of the characteristics? I know you mentioned, you know, there aren't any lines that he has said in the New Testament. How do we extrapolate how to be a role model or to be like St. Joseph? What are some of the thoughts you have on that?
Yeah, so you just look at his actions. So, you know, when the angel comes to him and says, take your wife and child to Egypt, he does it. He doesn't, you know, dialogue about it. He's obedient to God's command. And as the head of the family, it would have actually been St. Joseph who led the family in prayers. That's extraordinary because Jesus is God and Mary is immaculate, but yet it was up to St. Joseph as the head of that family to lead the prayers. So how many men today lead their family in prayer? Not many. They usually leave it up to the wife. But studies show that when it's only the wife who does the prayers, when the children leave home, it's like 80% that they're going to leave the faith, that they're going to wander away. But studies show that when it's the father who leads the prayers in the home, when those children go off to college or whatever, the studies are much higher. It's like 93% that they're going to continue with the faith. I mean, there's such an
important...
So we got to look to St. Joseph here and see that men need to be the ones who are doing this and not just leaving it up to their wives. So then also, like, he's patient, right? He's faithful. I mean, living in Egypt would not have been easy. You know, they didn't welcome them with open arms in Egypt. The Egyptians hated the Jews because they remembered that their ancestors were drowned in the Red Sea by the God of the Jews. So they didn't welcome the Holy Family with open arms in Egypt. They probably didn't even offer him a job. So, you know, the faithfulness of St. Joseph is extraordinary. So those kind of things we can look at.
I'm actually, even though I have the book, I'm writing notes here, too, because this is all good stuff. We need to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about consecration to St. Joseph. So stay tuned.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Ever since we've been on the air at Catholic Radio, we've always wanted to have billboards, but they just don't fit in our budget. And since you'll probably never see a real billboard for us, I'm going to ask you to do something, to imagine one. In your mind, picture a large, empty billboard. Yeah, that's it. Now pick a background color, any color at all. Okay, then across the top of your billboard, put just two words, Catholic Radio. Make them really big. Then below that, in even bigger letters, put 89.1 and 90.9 FM. Wow, that's a great billboard. Now, if this billboard were real, all of your friends and neighbors could see it, and they'd know all about Catholic Radio. But since it's only an imaginary billboard, we're going to have to depend on you to tell your friends about Catholic Radio. Remember, Catholic Radio 89.1 and 90.9 FM. Oh, and by the way, nice choice on that background color. It really looks good.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's in the studio. I'm actually recording from home, from my closet, because my dogs, I can't hear my dogs barking when I do that. And we're talking with our guest, our awesome guest, Father Donald Calloway, who has many gifts, but his most recent talent is developing a book on the consecration to St. Joseph. So, Father, who is this consecration to St. Joseph aimed at? Like, who should do this, and what kind of graces does a consecration like this bring?
Yeah, great question. Everyone should do it because, you know, just like many people consecrate themselves to the Virgin Mary because she's our spiritual mother, well, St. Joseph is our spiritual father. So we need his loving care as well. So it's for men, women, children, priests, bishops. Everyone can do it, and I encourage everyone to do it.
And you had mentioned, when we were off air at the break, you mentioned that there's some artwork that's been commissioned that kind of goes along with the book. Can you talk about the artwork? I've noticed a couple pictures in the book, and they're beautiful.
Oh,
talk about those.
I love these. Oh, when I was doing the book, I said, you know, I got to put some art in here. And I wanted St. Joseph to appear young, masculine, strong. And so I commissioned 8 people around the world. And these are fantastic artists. I mean, you would think they just walked out of the 15th century. I mean, it's hard to find people that paint like this today. So I've got St. Joseph depicted as, his cane is like a staff. It's like a spiritual warrior, and it shows him stabbing and standing on top of a serpent. And he's called the Terror of Demons because that's one of his titles. And then I've got him crowned, because sometimes you don't see St. Joseph crowned. You know, you see Our Lord and Our Lady, but he also has a crown in heaven. So I've got all those images in the book, but then people can also buy those images. I worked out contracts with the artists, and they're really cheap. I mean, they're like $19 to buy these images. And they're phenomenal. I mean, and they're flying off the shelves, too. We can't make them fast enough. On the website where you can get the book, you get the e-book, you can get the images, you got to check that out because it's incredible. So there's a website we designed just for it, which is consecrationtosaintjoseph.org. And the saint part, you don't spell it out. It's just S-T. So it's consecrationtosaintjoseph.org. Check that website out. It's awesome.
Yeah, and we'll definitely put the link to the podcast there so people, just for convenience, they can just click the link. So, and I think artwork is such a great medium to connect with God. I mean, it's throughout the whole Catholic history of the Church, you know, that artwork, the Catholic Church and its artists that have been commissioned have really excelled in that area. So I really think that's so awesome that you've done that as part of this. I do want to ask, can you walk us through the process of this consecration? What's involved? How long does it take? I know the book's in 3 different parts. So talk about the process.
Yeah, so the book can be done by individuals or groups. You know, I've heard of many spouses doing it together, families, and many parishes are doing it together. So you every day you do a short little reading, and then it has a little supplemental reading that goes a little deeper into the topic that's being addressed, and then you end it with praying the litany of St. Joseph. So those are the 3 parts, a little reading, a little bigger reading, and then the litany. It takes about 20 minutes a day, and by the end of the 33 days, so it's just a little over a month long, you really fall in love with St. Joseph. You're like, wow, I really want him to help me, to bring me closer to Jesus. And then you consecrate yourself on that 33rd day to your spiritual father. And, people are just eating it up. They're loving it.
So we're talking with Father Donald Calloway, and we're talking about his book, Consecration to St. Joseph. what is consecration exactly? Some people may not even know what that is. Can you tell us what that actually means?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I get asked that a lot. So something is consecrated, that it means it's set aside for a holy purpose. So we consecrate an altar, for example, because it'll be used at Holy Mass, or a chalice because it'll contain the blood of Christ. And we ourselves are consecrated to Jesus by our baptism. We're set aside for a holy purpose, you know, to go to heaven. And many of us, to live out that consecration in a deeper way, we consecrate ourselves to Mary because she's our spiritual mother. She has that ability to help us to grow. Well, it's the same thing with St. Joseph, right? We're not members of a one-parent spiritual family. We got Mary as our spiritual mother, and St. Joseph is our spiritual father. So let's ask both of them and trust ourselves to both of them so that we can grow closer to Jesus Christ. That's what it means.
So I know you've kind of answered this, but I'll just ask you just flat out, why should people do this?
Yeah, well, I think that right now in the world, we've got an anthropological crisis. As I mentioned at the beginning, people are confused about marriage, mm-hmm. family, masculinity, femininity, and all kinds of stuff. And so I think now is the time to bring in St. Joseph to this whole question, because we've got the breakdown of the family today. Sister Lucia dos Santos, you know, the longest-lived visionary of Fatima, she said the final battle between good and evil would be fought over marriage and family. And we're seeing that today. So if that's the case, we need the head of the Holy Family. We need our spiritual father to help us in these difficult times. So I think that's a big part of it.
We're talking to Father Donald Calloway. And Father, early on you mentioned that you were a Marian priest and that you were in charge of recruitment for them. What is your elevator speech, as they call it these days, for potential recruitees?
Well, we're looking for guys who are Orthodox. You know, they love the Church. They love the teaching of the Church. They love Our Lady. They love the Eucharist. And ultimately, they want to save souls. Because we're not called to be celibate social workers in the priesthood. We're called to save souls. So that's what we're looking for. Good men who want to sacrifice themselves to get souls to heaven. That's what it's about.
And how would one who might be listening to this program thinking, gee, that might be me, what would their next step be?
Yeah, you can go to my own website, which is fathercalloway.com, and you spell out the father part there, fathercalloway.com, and you can contact me, you can send me an email, you can call, and we can start a conversation to discern if God is calling you to the priesthood.
Well, Father, what have you learned in writing this book? I mean, I'm sure you've learned so much, but did you have a couple, like, big takeaways that you got when you were, you know, writing the book, and now that it's all done and out for the public? What did you learn?
Oh, yes. Well, you know, one thing that's amazing, the timing of it. So right now, in the year 2020, we're celebrating the 150th anniversary of when St. Joseph was proclaimed the patron of the Universal Church. So that happened in 1870. Oh. So 1870 to 2020, it's the 150th anniversary. We're living in that right now. And here's something amazing. Check this out. Yeah. So I sent a letter to every bishop in the country, and I said, hey, this is really significant. Let's do something big. So I worked with them, and right now, seven bishops in the United States have declared a year of St. Joseph for their diocese.
Wow.
Seven so far. And I've got about three others that are coming on board soon. And the ultimate goal here, I wrote the Pope a letter. And I said, Holy Father, please, we need St. Joseph right now. Please declare a year of St. Joseph for the entire church. What a gift this would be for us right now in these difficult times. So I would ask the listeners, please pray for that, that the Pope would do that at some point.
Well, you're bold, and I love that. It really encourages everyone. So how can people get the book again? How do they go about that?
Yeah, so you can get it at your local Catholic bookstores. You can get it on Amazon as well. But if you want to support our religious community, the best place to do it, and the only place you can get the art with it, that you can't get anywhere else, is on the website. It's consecrationtosaintjoseph.org, and you don't spell out the saint on that one. It's just S-T. So consecrationtosaintjoseph.org.
Now, Father, we're talking to Father Donald Calloway, and earlier, Bridget mentioned that you've written a number of books. Do you have another book in the pipeline, so to speak?
Not at the moment. I've got some ideas, but, you know, I'm taking a break right now just because this book, it drained me, putting 3 years of research and everything. So I'm resting at the moment, but God will probably have something down the pipeline.
Now, between books, what does Father Donald Calloway do?
Well, yeah, I'm the vicar provincial, which means I'm second in charge of our community in the United States and Argentina. So I've got a lot of meetings, administration, finance, personnel, all that good stuff. And then as the vocation director, I'm constantly traveling to meet with guys, talking with guys on the phone, discerning with them. And then I speak at conferences, parishes, events, and then I lead those pilgrimages everywhere. So, yeah, I'm pretty busy.
Do you ever get a chance to sleep?
I know, right? Well, sleep in heaven. That's why it's called eternal rest.
Exactly. I'm gonna use that line. That's really good. Father, could you offer our listening audience a blessing?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we ask you to pour down your graces and mercies upon all the listeners, that their hearts would be touched to go deeper with you, and especially through the intercession of Our Lady and the great Saint Joseph. And we ask this blessing in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Father, tell us again how to get your book and then how to connect with you, just so our listeners can have those web addresses handy.
Thank you. Yeah, so the if you want to get the book in the hard copy or the e-version or the artwork with it of St. Joseph, it's consecration2stjoseph.org. And if you want to find out about the pilgrimages that I do, or if you're a man who's discerning a vocation to religious life or priesthood, go to fathercalloway.com to find out about the pilgrimages and vocation discernment.
And you have that pilgrimage to Greece, so I might be going on that with you. So you're going to go all around where St. Paul went, right?
Yes, it's going to be fantastic. And I've never been there myself. I've been everywhere but there, so I'm looking forward to it too.
I was really surprised that you hadn't been there. So, Father Donald Calloway, thank you so much for being our guest. And I look forward to reading the rest of the Consecration to St. Joseph. So thank you so much for being our guest and being with us.
Thank you, my friends. God bless you. Keep up the good work.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.